We have had some technical problems.
We are live. It's the Naughty Show, Playboy Radio. I wish we had the Jeffersons music. Moving on up. And when the bunny calls,
yeah,
you answer.
You don't run from the bunny.
This is the Naughty Show with Sam Tripoli.
All right. That's how you do an intro to another hour of power. Why did I say that? Because Vicky hates that. Vicky hates when I say hour of power. Guess who's not here right now? Guess who's all alone? I am here for me. I can't believe I'm alone in this studio. Where is everybody? Why has today been so loosey-goosey?
I don't know. Something in the air, man.
Everybody's showing up late. You know things are bad when I'm the guy, the conservative one. I'm the one on time. I'm the one pushing everything.
You were shockingly on time today.
Right? I actually got here at 8:30, which is what, because I'm always like, we got to get here. We got to talk notes. What do? We just sat around here and had a pissing contest. We didn't even talk about anything. I won an award this weekend, for you don't know. I won an Armenian Man of the Year. I won another award. I do a big benefit with Mark Garagos.
Who did? Who lost the award?
These other Armos. Armenians are good people, man. I'm going to tell you something about the Kardashians. Say what you want about them, but they've taken hot Armenians and made them hot and sleazy, which is what I prefer. I'm just really into ethnic women. I'm really into these short shorts that girls are rocking now. And I get angry when I see them because I know I'm at an age where it's going to be harder for me to get my face in there. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when I was 20, I was crushing it. And you think it's always going to be like that. You're always just going to be able to just tap it. And just as you get older, you just fall out of their age. Even though I'm the best I've ever been at what I do in bed. Like these girls who are like 24, right? They're dating all these knuckleheads. They're their age. At that age, a 24-year-old guy doesn't appreciate the ass he's tapping. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like he's just hitting it, then getting it, because he's getting it all the time. Get a guy my age, man, I'm taking my time with that. I'm in it. I'm enjoying every little piece.
Maybe the younger girls can't handle that kind of action.
I don't think they can. I think women are wired to really hate themselves. So anyways, we're going to end the show. And, guys, I'm running a show here. I'm running a show.
How are we doing? Killing?
Well, a lot of people are saying it's the best show we've ever done so far.
What have you talked
That's
about
feedback.
So far?
I've talked about me loving these girls in these short shorts.
What's up, guys? Oh, what did I miss?
You missed the beginning of the show. We had about three beginnings of the show.
That sounds good. A trilogy?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Gareth, what time is it?
Hey, I've never come that fast ever. You did a good job, Vicky.
10 out of the page.
So we got a very special guest who's just sitting there staring at me like some Japanese horror film. Like she's going to come in here.
I think he said horror film,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he said horror.
Japanese said horror, horror film. Horror film.
Yeah.
By the way, she's wearing my fetish with his flower dresses. I'm very big into that.
You're big into that and buttholes.
I am into buttholes. We've had a discussion with her before. Apparently something hadn't. To her ass last night. She's going to discuss it.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get down to it. I'm going to ask the questions.
The hard-hitting questions that America wants to know.
Yeah. Joining us again in studio, even though he lost the sound machine contest last year.
Everybody was a winner in that one.
Everyone really was. He's back one more time. Our good friend, Front Desk Squad, Red Band, everybody. I don't know. Are those sound effects or are those like Star Wars laser light show?
Laser light show.
Okay.
With a robot.
It's all right. Oh. So you guys, so the last hour went awesome. You guys crushed it. We got done a little early. Uh-huh. And you guys said, hey, let's run downstairs and smoke a cigarette.
We had about 120 seconds, which wouldn't even get us out the door.
Yeah, the elevator doesn't move that quickly.
Right.
Right.
You can't get from floor 7 heaven to floor 2 in that amount of time.
Sam, they put erasers on pencils because people make mistakes.
Okay.
Here's the thing. See, Gareth and I were late coming here, so that causes all kinds of... It's like, oh, we didn't get settled
properly.
Yeah, it's
the butterfly effect, right?
Oh, no. We better have a cigarette now so we could be late for the next episode, too, to keep it consistent.
I'm probably going to get some notes from headquarters going, tighten up.
HQ?
Yeah.
I think HQ.
Tighten up. This is the bunny.
Dude, it doesn't... We got to fight. He's in the blood. We're with the bunny man. We're good. Fucking vouch for us. We know about the birds, Hef.
Very excited. I hope everybody's checking out naughtyshow.net, our new social website for The Naughty Show. You can check out Brian's new profile he just put up. Very excited about it. Brian Redban. It's going to be a great profile. Look. Someone make him a profile on it. Oh. Either make one or we make one for you.
You can keep a secret. Okay. And you have a nice pussy. I will make a profile.
He's looking for places
name of your
to
album
send his...
right there.
And
is that
August.
What it's for? Is it just to meet other fans of the show? Is that what you're telling people to make a profile for? Or what is the actual reason for it?
No, it's just they can comment on things, stuff like that. It's like different, like it's there'll be different forums, you know.
So you got forums.
It's a social, it's basically a social network.
I have not seen this website. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's brand new. No one's seen it yet.
Nobody's seen it.
I'm really excited about it.
It's got some great people on there. Dragonfly's on there. Yeah. Vicky's on there. Gareth's on there. Fake Gareth is on there.
And remember, fake Gareth is called the real Gareth Reynolds, but it's not true. So it's very misleading.
Right. The real Gareth Reynolds is actually the real Dragonfly.
Yeah. Now I got to make the realer real Gareth Reynolds. And then I bet he's going to fucking one up it there.
Yeah.
I can't win. He's good.
August 15th, 16th, and 17th, The Naughty Show will be out there in Toronto. I want to do a podcast while we're out there.
Let's do it. Fuck it.
Maybe
fuck everything.
A show before the show.
Yep. I like it.
They're into it.
I'm down with doing a podcast there. Make a little more cheddar.
Yeah, a little cheddar. Yeah. Cheese, baby.
God, I can't wait to get our room. We're going to share a room. Bang chicks? How great is that?
I can't do that. Can you guys still do? I cannot share a room with another guy. Like I'm always like, you know what? How much? I don't care if it takes up all the money I have. I just need my own
space.
Well,
nobody wants to share a room with you. Nobody wants to hang out with the guy going Spider-Man in a Holiday Inn, okay?
Dude.
Like, hey, dude, did your jizz just fly over my head?
Oh, my God.
I just got a request for a dick pic, so I'm trying to Instagram it and add a little shadow to it. Is there
what? You're entering. Can you put dick pics on Instagram?
No, but you can use the filters and then just save it and then crop it. It's
basic stuff. It's stuff
you just
we
don't
all know.
You just don't publish it. It's good for like just adding if you need to add a couple, you know, shadows. And
I will be at the Madhouse. August 2nd and 3rd. If you're in San Diego, come hang out. I'm really excited. Last time I was at the Madhouse, I humped like six chicks' faces. And that's the big closer. They just love it. I mean, one chick, I'm like, can I hump your face? She's like, yeah. And I go to you know, hold her head in the place I want. She acts like she's going down on me. She's ready to be a cock gobbler.
Wow.
Huh? So we're excited. Come hang out.
Come hang out. Get your face fucked. Come hang out.
Yeah. I'm the face slayer. That's who I am. If this was Game of Thrones, I would be the face slayer. I slay your face. I'm so excited about our next guest. She is one of my favorite comics. I think she's very funny. You've seen her on E! Channel. She's got something coming out with Adam, what's it, Divine from Comedy Central. She's going to be doing stand-up on his stuff.
I saw her boobs.
I think a lot of people have seen her boobs because she loves rocking tits on the show. Look
yes!
at her.
Yes, they are. Hello.
Please welcome New York City's own, straight out of New Mexico, my good friend, Annie Letterman. Sit down right there.
That's great.
I
love Chelsea Lilly.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Thank you for coming down to the
show. Thank you for having me, Sam.
There's so much to talk about.
I mean,
so much to talk about. Us working together.
That was fun.
Your love of Gareth Reynolds.
I love Gareth.
And how you've been stalking him and he won't be your friend. We don't know why. We'll get into that.
We have a bit. But
yeah, we are friends. We have a third friend who's maybe wedged a little bit into the friendship, but that's
somebody's
how it works.
Ruining your friendship.
Hey, he's named Bill. He's 19.
Hold on. What?
Wait, what?
What's going on?
This
here?
Is not going to translate. Can we never?
No, yeah.
Can we tell the story of how we met?
Yeah. I think those are the best stories.
Yes. Sure.
Do you guys know each other? Red Band?
Yeah.
Annie?
We know each other.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Gareth and I met at Caroline's in New York, and we had a friend in common, so that was like a icebreaker. And then he and Owen Benjamin were both there, and I remember I was just talking to two people. I don't drink, but I mean, I just was kept up, and I just was taken by the moment, having a really good time. I remember talking about sexting with these guys, or one of them, or I don't remember who, just some male comic from Los Angeles. And I said that when people ask me for a picture of my pussy, I have a picture of my dog's vagina that I send to them.
Really?
Oh, yeah, always. Oh, that's my go-to. And I just remember Gareth laughing really, really hard, like toppling over. Like, I've never had someone laugh so hard at this.
Yeah, he's
ever.
Easily amused. I once took a shit, my hand threw it against the wall. He couldn't stop laughing.
That's good stuff. Don't make that seem
you
weird.
Sent that to me.
That's a good bit.
He's showing me, Red Band's showing me one of the pictures he sent to me. His like weird dolphin pussy picture. But anyway, so I just remember laughing so hard. So then I like, the next day, I've never gotten such a reaction from this pussy pic. So I went and I like went to our mutual friend. I went to like a bunch of people and I was like, give me Gareth's email. I need Gareth's email. I need it. I need it. So like I get his email and I like, the subject is urgent. And then it's just this giant picture of my dog's pussy. I just send it.
How many shots of your dog's pussy did you have to take till you thought
one,
it was the right
easy
picture?
Her legs just flop right open. I mean, she's ready for it. Just like mommy.
She's her mommy.
She's a Letterman.
Just like mama.
She's a Letterman.
She's a Letterman.
But what? So anyway, so I send that to him. And then I think it was like 6 hours later, I get an email back that's like, what is this?
Well, like,
okay.
Oh, so keep in mind that I didn't have email on my phone for a long time, so I'd have to go to a computer to check it.
Right.
So she's anxiously awaiting my response, and now you keep going.
Okay, and then so he's like, what is this? What is this? Is this a dog's badge? And then I realized I told Owen Benjamin, and Gareth, all Gareth knows of me is that we have a mutual friend. Like, literally, that's the only conversation we've had. And then I'm like, I'm like trying to track him down to send him this picture, and I freak out. It's like all caps, urgent, urgent, and this giant picture of my dog's vagina. So then I didn't write him back. I just let him.
Yeah. So then I was like, wait, what is this? And then I heard nothing back.
Do you think that was like Da Vinci's code? Like it was a clue. You had to solve a mystery.
I just was like, because the picture's fucking great, but I was.
What made it great? Lighting.
Well, it's
ambiance,
she's in it.
Setting.
She's in the picture.
Now, are you? What is
my
it?
My tongue is.
Yeah.
Oh, your tongue is near your dog's vagina.
Yeah. But no, it's a great graphic picture of totally a dog's vagina, and I did nail it. I didn't fuck her dog.
It was very impressive.
Yeah, but I did know right away that this was a dog's vagina.
I would be impressed if you can pick what type of dog it was. Not just that it's a dog's pussy, but it's the fact it may be a collie's pussy or a Doberman Pinscher's
so many
pussy.
I don't want to say these terms together, but I will say it. I think it might have been a multi-poo pussy. So there's a new breed.
Is that a snickerdoodle? Is that a snickerdoodle pussy?
It wasn't, but I think maybe you came up with a new Instagram hashtag.
Yeah,
possibly.
That's pretty good.
Everyone
multi-poo
go for
pussy.
It.
Multi-poo. Yeah, a multi-poo.
But so then I just didn't, and you wrote again, and you were like, I need to know what this is.
Yeah, well, you can only wait so long when someone just drops a dog's vagina and walks out of the room. So I was like, what the fuck is going on?
What is it like? Is she a black comic with a microphone? Yeah. She just drops punchline.
If someone just
down,
sends you a
out,
dog's pussy saying urgent, and then you don't hear back, you're like, are you in trouble? What's going on? Is someone holding you captive?
I see you just stroking it like I'm not like slow. Like, come on, hurry, tell me.
Yeah,
it's getting close. Yeah.
I can't come if I don't know.
The maid's bringing more lotion. What is it?
The guy who does 15 minutes on dolphin pussy comes. Think you're gonna be jerking off to that thing.
I had to use shampoo this weekend again for masturbating because I was too lazy or embarrassed to like get like them to bring lotion, you know, to my room. So I used
dishes.
And then make them stay.
You're the
there.
Guy who jerks off on the walls. They're fine with you bringing lotion.
That's covert. That's covert shit.
They're like mean man in room 415 wants lotion. Jerk off on walls again.
At least they now know that that's not lotion on the wall.
Yeah. But it's cool because, like, when you use conditioner, like, it automatically is already kind of shampooed. It's, like, very oiled already. And it lasts. Like, it doesn't dry.
It's
so,
like
if you masturbate, then go do your sets, and then come back home and piss or something,
it's
your
like
hand still
oil.
Slippery.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
But it clogs your pores.
I use coconut oil.
It clogs your pores.
Oh, nothing's worse than getting a zit on your dick. That's going to suck.
Doesn't clog your dick pores?
It does.
Okay.
Maybe you guys are using different shampoos.
You have to use.
Maybe
no, Andy, you've never had a clogged zit on your dick? Is that what you're saying?
No, I have not yet.
Not yet?
The night is young. The night is young.
Now, Andy, we worked together. You know, it was a great time. You're very funny. You wouldn't show me your asshole. which probably means we won't work together again.
Right.
But that's okay. That's okay. But you sent me some pictures. Something happened to your ass last night. What happened to your ass?
Last night I went to a bar to meet my friend. I don't drink.
What bar? It looked like you were at the Laugh Factory.
No, we were in, it was in Santa Monica, the Gaslight, or Gas Lamp. Gaslight, Gas Lamp.
In Santa Monica?
Yeah, like a shitty, shitty like dive bar. Oh, okay, and my friend and I was in Vegas for a week, and my friend came for the first 2 days, and so there were 5 days that I had to tell her about. And so she's like, tell me all about it. She's like, come over here. I just want to talk to you. So we sit down on the booth, and I like slide in. I'm like, ow, my ass hurts. I came up, and I like look, and there's this little piece of glass, and I put my hand in my pants, and my ass cheek is bleeding. I sliced my butt cheek open on some like random shard of glass.
Holy you got a glass shit. Hole.
Can we see
a
the glass stitches? Hole. Can we see
there's
the stitches?
No stitch. I mean,
well, turn around. We can't see it. I love how you just
get in there.
You bet. It's like Weekends at Bernie's with you. Like we're rolling over a dead body. All you have to do is get up and show us the scar tissue.
No, I'm not gonna like lift my. Oh, by the way, you saying that you like flower dresses is like I love them on little. I love flower girls. I love
no, that's
just
not
the younger the better.
At all. No, not me at all.
I bet you love a fucking shaved beef too. You fucking pervert.
I don't, dude. I got big woolly mammoth armo.
I have
armo
a Dorito.
Dick.
You have a Dorito.
A Dorito.
You have a Dorito?
I'm getting laser, yeah. I lasered it too small. I'm regretting what I've done.
So it's like one of those Dorito minis now?
It's like just filling it in with like those thin lines, like eyebrows.
Combo.
No, so you're committed to that pubic hair.
It'll come back
for a while.
That shit doesn't work. Yeah, for a little while.
Why would you laser your pubes? Why not just shave them?
No, because I get razor burn, and that looks like herpes.
How many sessions have you had?
I mean, you have to put your bone away for like 30 seconds. He's like, I'm not into lasered assholes. I just like seeing assholes lasered. I've gone to like two.
Two? Right,
but it's very
good.
Cheap. It's in Glendale. It's awesome.
How much do they love Annie walking in? They're like, hey, can you work on this? They got all these Armenian grandmothers coming in getting lasered.
Oh, I look
I'm
just a,
probably got
I'm a beast. I'm deceivingly a monster.
Yeah, there might be some tabbouleh down there still.
There was actually a bully in my
pussy. What was that? That's what are you, a Russian from a Steven Seagal movie?
No, I'm trying to.
That did
to,
not sound like Glendale at all.
That sounds Armenian.
Let's hear it, Red Band. Let's hear your Armenian.
Is that a funyun down there? No.
I'm not. That's pretty good.
It's just racism. It's horrible.
That's pretty good, though. That's
I don't
pretty
do
good
accents.
Racism.
I'm just myself.
You really are yourself. Wow. Yeah. You really are yourself. You started out in New Mexico. You kind of cleaned up your life, and then you decided to move to New York. Now, did you do stand-up ever in New Mexico?
No. I grew up in Philly, and then I went to New Mexico for 10 years to – or 7 years to slowly graduate from college.
Yeah.
And to become like a real chubby, fat
– yeah, you were fat at one point.
Cum-guzzling, stupid, dirty little drunk whore.
Would you say those were the glory days or the dark days?
No, I'll tell you something. My friend who I hang out with, who I cut my butt with last night.
That's cool.
She, it's cool, yeah.
That's cool.
She's my friend from like the heart of my drinking days, like right before I quit drinking in Santa Fe.
So you were banging a lot of black guys back then.
No. The Mexicans in the kitchen.
Okay.
They would like reject me too. We were laughing about that today. Like they would like be like the next day, like adios, like no thanks. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Fucking gringa, bitch. They're like, get out of here. You suck. We have wives and families. Fuck you. Give us our part of your tips. I remember once coming out, my friend, I like hooked up with this kid, this busboy, David. He was the ugly one, but the cool one. He had like a cool personality.
Cool.
And I came out, I lived in, my friend owned a house, and I lived in a room in his house. And I was like such a shit show. Like every day he was like, just can we work on you turning the lights off? Like, can you close like a door? Like, just do one thing right. I was like, I can't. I'd always like, he'd come out and I was like eating his last piece of pizza, like in a pair of his Umbros, like knocked over his bike, like just like bleeding from my face or something. He's like, what is wrong with you? But so one morning I came out and I was like, just so you know, I was like in a towel. I was like, there's a Mexican in my room. And he was like, should I call the cops? That was like the best thing he's ever said. I was like, no, please don't. But that guy like wanted nothing to do with me. He was like, get out of here. You're embarrassing me in front of all my amigos.
Even the guy who's here illegally wants nothing
exactly.
to do.
Exactly. I was like, you don't want a green card? No, okay, fine.
I kind of miss Mexico.
Yeah. I actually want to leave now, immediately.
I really like Mexico.
I'm gonna flee back. He's like, I'll just swim. You know what? I'll swim back. I'm good.
I'm just gonna kill myself. I'm fine. I don't wanna live.
But yeah, no, so I went to, but what I was saying is with Janie, like we were talking about it, and it's like, I think that I have really managed to, because I party and stuff, like I have the most fun I could possibly have. I've managed to get all of the good stuff about partying and still have it and not have like the shitty stuff. It's like really, I don't know how I did it, but it's like unbelievable. Like I had a really good time in Vegas other than the moments where I was imagining when I kill myself. What yeah. table I'll be sitting at, how yeah. much money I'll be up when I do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up like so much money.
It is something about when you stop partying, you start thinking about blowing the brains
out. How I'm
going
to die. No, I always thought about it. That's why I drank. I wanted to die.
Yeah. Yeah. I got really depressed like a week ago.
I know. I was worried about
you. I've been sober for like 160 days. And dude, last week it was like, it's time to deep throw the shotgun.
Why?
Yeah.
Just sometimes.
Out of nowhere. Man period.
Yeah, man, period.
Dude, every time that happens, seriously, check the moon. Get the period app on the in the App Store and act like that's every time you feel depressed. Do it as if it's your period, and you'll see it's
a pattern.
Man period, yep.
You tell me men are having man periods?
He's telling you you're a man.
Yeah, me and Ari actually take it the next step where we both bleed out of our ass once a month, and we both have...
Blood diamonds.
Yeah, we're blood diamonds, and we both have similar moon. We think it has something to do with the moon
right.
cycle.
Oh, that's interesting. Do
Annie
think
was
Ari
just bleeding
a...
out of her ass.
I was.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
pictures of it. Tons
really?
Of pictures.
I noticed the underwear you were wearing.
It wasn't very
what
good.
What are you going? What are you got to go ride in the Tour de France it, after this? What is that underwear?
What I'm wearing right now?
Yeah.
Period underwear.
No, it's not period underwear.
You know, I don't live anywhere, guys, okay? I'm like couch surfing. I got what I got, okay? I got
you
what I got.
You act like you're broke, but yeah, you're always booking something on TV. What are you doing with your
yeah,
money?
Yeah, and then they give me $800, and then I'm supposed to live off of that for like 4 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spin it into something.
Buy the extended
I'm
warranty
spinning.
On this Hitachi, so you don't have to buy one every
I gave you a vibrator.
You did,
Are
and
you
it wasn't very
it?
Good.
Ooh.
No, I haven't masturbated in a while. I over-masturbate. I stopped masturbating like
Why did
ago.
You stop? Did you join that group, too?
No, I just... No, but I probably have that.
I'm in that right now.
You don't jerk off?
I'm
going to pick up chicks.
No, I'm
no I masturbate like 3 hours past it feeling good. I'm just like, this sucks.
Well,
this
like,
where the lotion starts burning.
Everything
Oh, that's
sucks.
Bad.
No, because when you use a vibrator, like, I don't think about anyone or anything. I just like put a vibrator on. I'm like chilling, watching TV or whatever. So I can come like
this
a bunch
is a good
of times.
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
That was my bet. Go ahead, keep going.
You're like
it.
A zombie masturbator. You just like you
I think
just...
I would think right when I'm gonna come, I think about someone.
Right.
You start thinking about somebody?
I try to think about someone so it's not the loneliest
Have
experience.
Have I ever
Sweet
entered that realm.
Not even for a second.
Not even close?
Maybe I gave you one.
Who is? Who is it the top
Oh, it's a, no, it'll go I'll go way back. I'll go to like when I used to date attractive guys. Oh God, like middle school. Like
yeah,
think about like, my
that's
neighbor.
A big problem I have with you.
And red.
You know, we work together. We're friends. We never have sex. But you've let me know, even if we didn't work together, you wouldn't have sex with me. And you said that you only like to have sex with people you're unattracted to. I don't get this.
No. I'm over that. My last boyfriend was very unattractive. And when he dumped me with his fat face gazing into my eyes, I was like, I'm never doing this again. I will
Why do you only have sex
out.
With people you're not attracted
no,
to?
No, I don't. I'm changing that.
What the fuck did you do to make him break up with you?
Ate the last piece of pizza.
I couldn't fuck him anymore. Well, I couldn't.
You're like, oh, I just...
He was horrible.
Which is weird because he's having sex with you. He's doing all the work.
Okay. Is he?
Yeah, but you have to
he
be
can't
attracted
really be on
to
top,
fucking,
you know?
And he probably didn't make her squirt.
He was obese.
That's good. That's hot.
Thank you, Dr. Redband.
I'm not a squirter yet.
Not yet.
You're not a squirter?
Exactly.
How do you know?
Very easy to do.
Ew,
what?
Red band.
Yeah, just
comes
some
from
Febreze.
The Spider-Man guy.
Squirting is easy. Like people that don't know how to make girls squirt, all you have to do is like there's
I mean,
a lot
there's
of
so
videos.
Many
what
guys
just ask your
so
okay.
Squirting is like I mean just make
yeah,
girls come
right.
first.
Yeah,
fuck.
We talked about this. Red band thinks if he makes them squirt, like he's got some magic on. I'm like, they're peeing on you.
No, they're not.
That's what they're doing. They're peeing
all
on
right,
you. Hold on, sex expert Sam.
Yes, sir.
I've made girls squirt.
Yes.
But a lot of girls are just peeing on you.
Not everyone is peeing. So, some of it, they actually do release
give
ejaculate
me numbers,
fluid.
Sam, don't just yell out these broad terms.
But there are several people out there who think they're squirting, but they are just peeing. But I can't give you actual numbers. As far as I've experienced, I've had three girls squirt like holy hell ejaculate and three girls that just were peeing on me.
I would love to be
wow.
a squirter. That'd be cool.
Yeah, any of these girls that are peeing on you, you can't date like special needs people because
you can't.
Yeah, they don't know that they're peeing on you. That makes no sense. That I'm gonna fuck a girl and she's just out of nowhere like, hey, you're just fucking me weird that I feel like I have to pee on you. No,
I've fucked some dummies.
Yeah, oh. Obviously.
I mean, I've really like fucked. I fucked one guy who was so stupid.
You told me, Red
I
Band,
felt like,
what is that? Oh, who sends you that?
I literally looked
like
down at his phone.
Is that like a little Asian boy's butt?
No.
Didn't you tell me that you had a threesome one time with your friend? And she
yeah, yeah.
Like,
do you want me to tell it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I had a, my friend and I were hanging out and we were like talking about how we like, you know, want to fuck dudes, but they don't really like believe when we say we just want to have sex with them. Like they don't really believe us because I think girls do that to like trap guys a lot. So like it's like kind of hard for us to get laid, and then guys are like, it's not hard for you to get laid. And it's like, yeah, it kind of is. It's like annoying, you know, like guys will get weird or whatever. And we were both just talking about it. It's like we're like busy, we're like working, we have too much shit to do, we're not like trying to get in relationships, we just want to fuck. So we like went out to Venice. We're like, we're gonna go pick up some skaters and like bang some skaters. I love like skaters. I love
now. When you go out and you,
I
get to
hook up with hot guys now. By the way,
okay, I'm a little disappointed
done.
With that.
I'm
done with sweaty
anyway.
Skater ass.
Let me.
Yeah, they're hot. They have like scabs.
But when you go out, we're gonna bang some guys. What percentage of nights does that actually happen?
That night was a goal. I
but
mean, I didn't.
When
go
you
out-
go out, I want to go. But when you're like, I want to. We're gonna. I want to bang somebody tonight. What percentage of nights does it actually happen?
You can bang, if you want to bang someone you're unattracted to, you can bang anyone.
Would
I
you
mean,
say, but
you
when
lower
you do
your
that,
standards,
is it 100%? 100%
yeah, if I lower
times,
my standards.
Like, yeah.
I'm not like going to go, I mean, it's hard because I'm not, your girls are, I don't know if all girls, but for me, I'm not like just attracted to like, I mean, a hot guy is hot and I could probably fuck him one night, but it's like, the guys that are like left over at the bar, it's like I would have to like, be like, are you cool? Like, have you done anything awesome? Can you tell me anything, Neat? Like, have you ever choked anyone? Like, what have you done? Tell me something. But you don't really get that far. But so we went to this bar and we like, we hung out for a while at the bar and I was so bored because I can have fun around drunk people and then every once in a while it's so boring. And like in a bar setting, if it's not a cool bar, like it's just not. It just wasn't fun. So I was just sitting there texting and just being really annoyed. I was actually that night I sent out a picture of my ass to like every guy I fucked in New York. I just like was like, I'm going to just at least start sexting. No one. I got rejected.
What are you, Red Band on Snapchat?
Yeah, I know. Me and you should get Snapchat accounts.
I mean, I
get, back
getting
and forth.
Rejected. I mean, it's ridiculous. One guy I was like,
but
I got
you told
really
me you got
with...
a pretty beat up asshole. So maybe they've seen
I
it.
I have a beat up asshole.
You told me you have a beat up ass.
He's so crazy. I would never.
You said that. You said it's pretty damaged.
You well, said... I probably is a joke to get you to stop asking to see it. Fucking beat up asshole.
You said it's pretty.
Oh,
because
I'm allergic to a lot of foods. I said I don't like guys to eat my butthole out because I'm allergic to food. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Red Band, how you
I
feeling?
Have butthole problems. Oh, that's what you mean. No, it looks fine.
Oh, okay.
At times it doesn't.
Oh, Sam, does it look good, man? It's a shame you can't see it, but this is gold of buttholes. It's got to drive you crazy.
Gareth,
like,
that was my
it.
Dog's vagina.
Wait.
That what? Wasn't my butthole.
Wait. No. You don't have white fur around your butthole?
She does, though. Blondes have that little white fur.
Oh, God.
That's so weird. Well,
that was lasered off.
I'm lasering. Thank you.
Are you lasering your butthole,
yes.
too? That's just uncalled for.
I'm lasering my asshole.
Is it stained?
It's so funny.
Deal with it, America.
Are you bleaching it?
Bleach it.
No.
So you're lasering it, but you're not bleaching it.
Look,
this should have come in a group.
Yeah, leave my butthole alone.
She's getting there.
That's
she's hitting the butthole
things.
Bucket list. Let her come do on. It.
Just get the whitening strips. They work.
Yeah, those are good. Those whitening strips.
You cut them in half, though.
Cut what in half?
The strips for your teeth. You can put them on your asshole around it. You just cut them in half, and then
you
just
guys,
like put one on each side.
I don't
side.
Think my butthole does. I don't.
Hold on. Stop.
Okay.
Who told you you could put strips?
It's the same thing, man. It's like it's
the
it's
Dental
the same
Association.
Exact shit.
They work.
3 out of 4 dentists recommend
3 out of 4 dentists.
Teeth whitening strips
say
for
you
your
can
asshole.
Put Crest White strips on your butthole. Yeah.
Just cut it
oh
in half.
My god!
It's on the last
60 that.
Minutes.
That's pretty positive.
It was a good piece.
So we go to Venice. I'm bored. I'm sending out pictures. I'm like trying to sext with this guy that I used to hook up with in New York, but he's too young. He like doesn't know how to do it. He's like. So he just bailed in the middle, which was so infuriating. I was like, fuck you and you monster. So rejecting.
Yeah.
I mean, these are good pictures. I mean, I curate them, you know. I'm like, they've got to be. I'm not going to just send any picture out. But anyway, so.
You go to Glamour Shot to take pictures of your butthole, right?
No, no, no. I don't take pictures of my butthole, Sam. I take pictures of my butt cheeks, okay, which are now injured. My butthole's sitting out, or my butt cheeks are sitting out.
How many days is your butthole on the injured reserve? What is this, 15
what,
games?
My butthole or my butt cheek?
Your butt cheek.
I mean, it's fine. I've already.
How
been...
long till you'll start showing people your butt cheeks again?
I mean, I posted on Instagram my bleeding butt cheek. I sent it to two people first. Two people who are kind of like conservative.
Who shanked your ass?
Who what?
Who shanked your ass?
I know it does seem like I got shanked. I was just at the bar with like my butt cheek out the whole time. They put vodka on a thing. Was that a relapse?
Yeah, that is. Oh,
yeah, because it enters your blood system. Yeah.
Maybe that's why
Who
it's so
showed
much fun.
Up, MacGyver? Give me some vodka, some cherries,
a potato.
You know what we got to put on there is a kamikaze. Can we get a round of kamikazes?
Body shots.
I drank it. Is that okay?
Yeah,
I
it's fine.
Good.
That's
okay.
How it works. Yeah.
Okay, so we go to Venice and we like go to this bar and it's so boring. And she's talking to a guy who's like maybe all right or whatever. And it just wasn't. Guys never hit on girls. Like, the nerds hit on girls. The guys who are awesome never fucking make any moves on girls ever. And it's right. So annoying. But so we're there and just these nerds. And it's literally like the last 5 minutes of the bar. And we're just sitting there. And he had a friend. And I was just like, ugh, am I going to have to like bro down right now and do this for my friend?
Oh, jump on the grenade?
Yeah. I was like, all right. I want is all my friends to come. I'm like, I'm the opposite of a cockblock. I do anything I can to help them.
Right.
Male, female, whatever. But I mean, this was just like, I was like, ugh. But then he goes, wait, you're a comedian? I go, yeah. He goes, did you have a show in New York? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I went to it. And then I was like, all right, I'll hook up with you. That's pretty cool. I was like, wow, that's right. I was like, do you think I was funny? He's like, yeah. I mean, he was lying. I could tell that he didn't think I was funny, but I was like, whatever. That's more attractive, I guess. Oh, you hate me a little? Let's do this. But so we go back and I'm like not sold on like actually fucking him because I just wasn't into it. But we take the two guys back to her. She was staying at her parents' house. So we take them back to her parents' house, nice. Like her fucking teenage bedroom. And she's with her dude and I start making out with my guy on the ground on like a mattress.
Hot.
And I think I like took my shirt off or took his shirt off and we're making out. And then my friend took her shirt off. And then her guy goes, I have an emergency. I got to go right now. And he just ran off.
What?
He left the house. So then it was like really weird. He was like,
was that
tell
the guy
you.
Who put vodka on your ass? Maybe he had another thing to save.
Yeah, he's an EMT.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he had an emergency. But it was just like, dude, you're such a bummer.
Yeah, that's what
weird
the
time fuck?
To have
Nobody
an
even cares. He's got probably an insecurity about his wiener or something.
Well, I've been there, man.
That's what it
I've
was.
Been
that's what it
there,
was.
Dude. I've been in that moment where you and your buddy are you hooking up. And I go, listen, I'm fine with what I'm packing, but it's not fucking humongous.
Right.
You got a big dick, bro. Please tell me you don't got a big dick. He's like, it's not big at all. Dude,
then he pulls it, out
it was
you.
Like the Twin Towers of dick. And this guy, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Why'd you even let me come in? I can stand outside. I'll get more action. It was like Six Flags.
I like
but
you
I'm
the
little
Twin Towers.
Teacup ride. Nobody wants to go on the little teacup ride.
Sam, yes, they do.
Nobody did.
When they want to take a break from that giant dick they did.
Yeah.
This guy's just crushing ass. These two chicks have to work
Here's
together.
The thing. No, it's not. It's fine. It's not. It's a safe place. Come on.
I'm just saying.
Monster.
I got a BJ out of it. It was the biggest sympathy BJ I've ever got in my life.
Those count.
She's
those
like,
are
oh,
numbers.
Okay.
She's
we'll
like, oh, I don't need to use my hands. More fun.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to find it. It's like a game I'm playing.
Okay, so he like bolts and it's like so weird. And I'm like, all right, well. And we're like all there. And my friend just is like, fuck it. And just like takes her clothes off. And I was like, all right, I guess we're going to have a threesome. And they start making out. We're all making out. I'm just so I'm not a lesbian. I'm not into fucking girls. When I was drunk, a girl tricked me for about 6 months into thinking she was a boy. Not really. I mean, kind of a really, but it's boring. I'm just not.
Okay, we got to go back to that story, but keep
okay,
going
we
with
will.
This
one. I'm just not attracted to women. I wish I was. It would be a lot more fun. But so that's boring. And it's my friend. And then I'm just not attracted to him. I was like already kind of like, oh, fine, we'll do
now,
this. Right.
Now, when two guys bang one chick, that's the devil's threesome. When two chicks bang one guy, what is that, London Bridge, where you guys just high-five each
well,
other?
Well, it certainly felt like a collapsing bridge. It was just like making two terrible mistakes at once and just really not. It was. But I was like, I kept going like, just go with it. Just go with it.
Because you were already taking the bullet for her.
Exactly.
And now that guy, the guy that was really the prospect, left. So now it's like you're stuck with the guy you didn't even want.
And let's just say he was a very big dork too, the one that left. But
when did this become the View, by the way? When did this become the View? Two chicks bitching about guys.
I'm
finally.
In the middle of a threesome, you cunt. fuck you. Sam's get like, this on network TV, motherfucker, and then we'll talk.
This
okay.
better end with a butthole reveal.
Anyway. I haven't heard butthole in 5 minutes.
Yeah, can you talk about your butthole even if it's a lie?
Okay, so then we're like, we're in this position. I'm just like, fuck, what do you do in this situation? I'm like, I'm just going to be a good friend. I'm just going to continue on this road. And I was like, all right, dude, I'll suck your dick while you go down on her. So then it's just like essentially raping myself. But so I do that. He makes her come. And then she says to him, her command to him was, come all over her face.
Oh.
So I just got jizzed on. So the whole night, I did all of these. I orchestrated this whole thing to please my friend. And then I just said, this dude, I'm not even attracted to his jizz all over my face. And then, you know, so.
Venice, baby.
I'm a better friend. I'm a better friend than she is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, whatever. In the end, I could have been a sock. They could have just 69 and just picked up a sock and fucking dried their dick off. But it was fine. And I just was like, done. I was like, don't. No one needs to do anything to me.
Right. I'm good. I actually have an emergency.
I'm good. I have an emergency. So. I had an emergency 5 minutes ago. I really wish I'd gone to do. But
I have that guy's emergency. We have the same one.
When she says just jizz on her face, what was the look on her face?
She was like, this is awesome. And then the next day, I was like, do you remember when you told her? And she like, and I was like, you know, that's all you told him to do. And she just like died laughing. Like she was just in the moment. I was not. I was like in my head, like, how the fuck do I get out of this situation? Like, I'm in this. I think I just need to make both of them come. And then we're done. But that was like,
so this
was
your friend and you chowed her box.
What? No, I didn't. No, no, no.
No, no, the guy sucked his dick.
I made out with her a little bit. I mean, it's not weird. I'm still like really good friends with her. It was funny. Maybe brought us closer. I don't know. But you don't. It's like you see your friends come, and you're like,
seen my friends come except for maybe in Toronto, 15th, 16th, and 17th.
Yeah,
we'll be sharing rooms up there. Gareth Reynolds.
I'm getting a strong. Maybe I'll pull the red band and throw an extra $40
you're an adult,
at the
Gareth,
project.
Gareth, you're a fucking adult.
That's what they tell me.
Come on, good buddy.
We'll just hang out in each other's rooms a good amount, but the private space seems like a good
just
idea.
Let me know when you're boning so I come hang out.
Absolutely,
and just
bro.
Watch
bro, that is a heads up you're getting, my man. Hell yeah.
Do a little play-by-play.
Absolutely. I need you there. I hear you have a great dick.
Yeah.
I heard it was like, okay. It wasn't great, but it was okay. It wasn't like the Twin Towers.
It's good.
I
heard
it's like a game of it.
It's
sort of, yeah.
It's not the Twin Towers.
Find what's jizzing, it's called.
It's not. It's not. It's not the Twin Towers. But I've been stalked a lot. I think that's a sign when you're good in bed. If you've been stalked a lot.
If you've been stalked a lot.
Yeah. I mean, you get cuckoo dick, I call it. You got the cuckoo dick.
I've had terrible. I had a guy post pictures. I got fished, like, or not fished.
Catfished.
Catfished, yeah. Where it was like a girl's picture. And I was just like accepting everyone. I didn't give a shit. And it was like this girl's profile. And then like the day later, it was like, Sarah so-and-so has posted 5 pictures of you. And I was like, uh-oh.
Not good.
And I go online and it's pictures. It's a dude has like opened his laptop and it's his boner. And he's like jerking off. It's just like the point of view. And he's jerking off to the picture of my face on my website. And then it's like a series of him jerking off and then him. I mean, Red Band, you're
this story is about Red Band, right?
It could have been him. But then he jerked off. Then he jizzed on my face onto the computer, which is very bad for your computer screen. And then there was another picture where I was like, it was a picture with my parents. And I was going like, and he like cropped my parents out, which was very nice of him. I
sweetie.
Thought that was
well,
really
thank
sweet.
God.
And then
yeah.
he put his balls in my mouth, which was so impressive, actually.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Just like hairy, like fucking purple balls. And then, but I felt so raped. Like it takes a lot to make me feel raped. Like usually physically raping me does it, but you know, I'm pretty open. Things don't faze me too much. But I felt like so uncomfortable and so unsafe. And so I flagged it right away, which I regret because it just disappears then. I wish I'd taken some screen grabs, put it in a book or something.
Damn,
but
you need to keep that fan stuff, man.
I had to go. But then he sent me a message that said, he was like,
this will be good.
He goes, I'm so sorry. I just had to. I couldn't help it. Smiley face, which is like.
So nice.
Unacceptable. Smiley faces
are always
awesome.
I just had to. Go through all these steps, Photoshop, masturbate, screen capture.
There was no photoshopping.
You know.
It was
true
life.
There's going to come a time where nobody's going to want to do that for you anymore,
no,
and
I
then you're going to be
that.
Lost. And
I
you're
understand
gonna be like,
that.
Why isn't anyone photoshopping, jizzing on my crop pictures?
I'm turning 30 on Saturday. I know Sunday it all stops.
It's all over.
Stop.
But anyway, so no.
It's all over.
So he did that, and then also he wrote, and don't worry, I only shared it with the two of us, which is way creepier than just posting it on my Facebook. Like, having it just shared between us, I was like, at least, like, drag my cousins through this jizz fest. Make my fucking weird cousin in Arizona who's, like, a meth addict watch this.
Right.
Look at this. Like, make someone look at this, not
Doesn't
just me.
Doesn't everyone have a meth cousin?
But then I thought, I think he's sober now. He's probably listening. Fuck. Sorry, yeah. Dude.
He's got some new ideas.
I mean, anyway, whatever. I'm sure you've jerked off to me, bro. But
have you jerked off to family members before, like,
well,
cousins?
When I think, when I think about people when I'm about to come, one time I did think about my dad and I couldn't come, which was good.
That's a really good time.
Well, yeah, because what if I what?
Is that how you last long?
No, I don't do it on purpose. It just, I think, like, earlier that day I was like, wouldn't that be fucked up if I thought about my dad when I come? And then I thought about him and then I was like, no, and I couldn't come. Which was really good, because, like, what if I discovered I was a squirter right then?
That'd have been a really
like,
weird.
I mean, you might want to try it again. You shouldn't just, like, the first time, maybe, like,
I don't
want to
fuck
the idea.
You gotta fuck your dad a few times before it feels normal. I know that from maybe experience.
Warm up to it? No.
Yeah. No. You can't judge it just on fucking your dad. Well, probably the seventh or eighth time I fucked my dad.
Right.
I was like, actually, this is pretty good.
Gareth, I thought your dad's been dead for 15 years.
Oh,
is this
it.
His corpse?
Oh, my.
I have a twin brother, so if I was gonna fuck anyone, I'd fuck the one that looks the most like
me. You definitely have masturbated to your twin brother before. And when he comes, do you taste it?
Well, it's that pheromone thing. It's that pheromone thing where you're like not attracted. They like don't let you be attracted to your siblings.
When your twin brother comes, do you feel it? You're like, oh.
Oh, that's funny.
Someone just got off.
That's funny. Yeah.
Tommy's jizzing.
No.
Hey, Tom. Do you send him smiley face? Congrats,
no, but I
bro.
Did when my brother's wife was giving birth to her baby. They were like in the hospital. I was getting my herpes results. He texted me. He's like, "We're in the hospital." I was like, "That's so weird."
I'm in
the clinic.
I'm upstairs.
I'm in the clinic. And he was so disgusted with me. He was like, "I've never thought I had herpes."
Let's
I'm like, well,
talk
I feel bad for you, motherfucker.
About your lesbianism time.
Oh, that time. I don't have herpes yet, so sorry.
Well, stick with it. Believe in yourself.
I have a list of people who have herpes that I will bang.
Believe in yourself. You can get the herpes.
I think everyone should get herpes, and then it won't be a big deal.
It's just those of us who don't have it that are slowing it all up.
Isn't that what happened with AIDS? Like, there was all these, like, bug chasers. They were like, I just want to get it so I don't have to worry about it.
I do kind of feel like I've been, like, doing a bit about how I, like, don't want to be, like, in fear of herpes anymore. Like, fucking show yourself, motherfucker. Let's do this.
Watch what you wish for. So let's talk about
I mean, Sam, we know you have herpes.
Okay, let's get past that.
He gets so mad at me about this.
All right. Maybe I do, maybe I don't.
Can we go on to your cousin?
Okay. All right.
It's a possibility.
We've had some fun. Maybe I do.
When I was drinking in Santa Fe, I worked at a restaurant, and there was a girl there who looked like a boy, who was a lesbian.
Like,
she was really
paint
cool.
A picture for us. What kind of boy?
She looks like flat-chested and
Katie
like
Lang type, Rachel Maddow.
No, she doesn't look like anyone. She
like a
looks
Tripoli?
Like herself. Okay. So,
like Sam Tripoli, Armenian lesbian?
If she looked like anyone, it would be Gareth in the room.
Oh!
Not to make it weird. Not
congratulations, lesbian face.
Is congratulations in order? We
that
can't
type
tell.
Of shirt.
The coloring, the coloring.
The shade. I'm shaded
pussies.
Like a catfishing lesbian.
So we were friends, and she, lesbians are tricky. Not all of them, but this one, she was one of the tricky ones where they plant the seed. So this was when I was like a true alcoholic, like really, really like just chubby and drunk and really crazy. And I was dating a bartender, this guy. I keep bringing him up on podcasts, and he does always listen to them. But whatever. I was dating this guy at a bar down the street from where I worked. And he was like a man. Like, he was like a, you know, MMA fighter type dude. Like Brazilian jiu-jitsu, like, dude. Like, an idiot. But he was stupid. Not like a good one, a dummy. No, I'm saying he's listening to this. I liked him. He was nice. And I will trash people. I don't want to trash him. You don't know him. No, you don't know him. No.
Very small
dick. No. I never banged him. But
who's that? What was that sound effect?
Very small dick, though.
No.
Well, that sounded like
no. His dick. I'm sure his dick was fine. I don't remember it, but he. No.
The
he
mimic.
Was, he like was fine, that. But he was a dude. Like, he was like a like. I remember he just
Cave
was like.
Man.
Like, he was like the annoying. He was as much of the annoying parts of a guy as he could have been. And then this girl was like, "Doesn't that suck that he's like that?" Like. Wouldn't you want to, like, just be, like, understood and, like, stuff like that? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, if you don't, like, don't you think you could be a lesbian? I'm like, I've never thought about it. And she's like, don't you think that means that maybe you are a lesbian, that you've never let yourself think about it? Like, stuff like that. And I was like.
Oh, she's the Riddler,
and
huh?
And I was like, no, I don't think so. And she's like, you know, but you never tried it. And this is like months of this. And then so we would start like making out and stuff. We would always make out at his bar, and he would throw ice at us. He would get so mad. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Hold on. The caveman hated yeah. two chicks making out?
She looked like a boy. It's different when it's like a true lesbian.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
like,
gotcha.
You're like, oh, God, fun lesbian. The girl that everyone knows I'm hooking up with is like legitimately like looks like she's going to chow down on like a
she's
monster
She's the mayor
box.
Of lesbian town.
Yeah. I mean, she was a lesbian.
I mean, the girls I've dated, like the bisexual girls, that's always been the worst, where you have like that one friend of hers that's like the butcher one that you could almost like she treats her like as if she's like a guy from like a 19-year-old Italian from like Boston. You're just like, get away from her. Like, it's almost scummy to watch.
No,
I like hit on her and trick her. It's like you're using guy tricks on my girlfriend.
It's like a contractor just stole your girl. Yeah.
I once hooked up with a chick who looked like there was this hot, hot lesbian. And then this like Rosie O'Donnell lesbian was hooking up with wanted to hook up with her, and the hot one wanted to hook up with me. So I'm like, that's who I can make it happen.
Wait, you had to take Rosie?
Yeah, Rosie was eating her out while the hot one was blowing me.
Why did you cut Rosie from the project?
Because then they wouldn't let it happen.
But the other one wanted to play What's Jizzin' with you.
Yeah. That's just how it worked out.
I don't think Rosie had to be there. But
she had to.
But aren't you saying
it
that...
It depends on the lighting. You know, I mean, seriously, if it was dark enough, just all this...
Did she fling koosh balls during it at the crowd?
So go on.
Okay, so one night, we would make out, and he would get mad. And then one night, we were there, and he was like, let me show you something. And so he was like, come in the office. And so I went into the office, and he showed me, for the first time, two girls, one cup. And I was just like... You know, fuck you.
You're charming, but maybe not.
You know, I don't think that I want this. And then she was like, let me go finger you. And I was like, all right. And then I just wasn't into it. I was so like not. I'm just not.
What's a uninteresting finger bang feel like?
I mean, there's so many. It feels like a finger bang.
Does it feel like waiting
I'm, like,
for the bus?
I'm getting fingered now. Here, wait. You know what? Now I like getting fingered because I think that I had no like true because I lost my virginity really young, and so I never really had that like fun period of like fooling
fun
around and stuff. So now I'm always like in trucks or vans getting fingered, just like hooking up with young dudes. I mean, not that young, but what are you doing? What is this?
I have no clue why he did that.
I don't, you're so
Oh,
weird.
It's classic Les band. We got a story.
I was just going to give you a little finger. I'm sorry.
We wanted the finger blast.
But it's fun now. I feel like, and that's, I'm reining it in right now because I've acted out too much and I have no, there's like no like fun. There's no, I just like, when I hook up with people, it's usually like, you want to? And then it's like, okay. And then we do it. Not that it's, I mean, it's all fun, but. It's
the fun finger banging. Like, is it going away? Is it like
I had fun? I mean, the last guy I hooked up with fingered me in his truck, and then I saw my friends walking by, like randomly from New York.
How are you? Hey guys!
I was like, they're here.
And Annie, they're all here today.
But so yeah, no, the guy was like, he's like, oh, I saw this. I just saw this. I made eye contact with a dude that walked by, and I look, and it's like my friend, and it's my friend and her husband, and. Their dog. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't seen them since I moved from New York. So I like run, I like put my pants on, I like run out, the thing's all fogged up, I'm like, this is so hilarious. And I go up to them in the corner, I'm like, hey guys, what's up? I'm getting fingered in this van, this is so crazy, or in this truck, it's so crazy, of all the streets and all the states, like I haven't seen you in so long, isn't this nuts? And I guess I did something to piss her off that I still don't know what I did, but she was like, oh, cool, cute. And like looking me up and down, and I was like, no, you don't
why
understand.
Why are you getting fingered?
The universe, no, I'm not getting fingered anymore. I left the guy in the truck. I'm now in the corner with them. And I'm like, no, come on, the universe puts together. I'm getting fingered. You're like, I'm like, why was I getting fingered? Who knows? I need to get fingered. I'd already had sex with a guy. Like, who needs it? Like, why is this happening? And then I'm like,
did you tell her to sniff your finger?
I mean, I wasn't fingering myself.
Oh, yeah. But still, I had barbecue earlier.
Do you like this hamburger?
Sam's
like
used that? A couple fingers in his ass from the girl.
But so...
I do not like fingers in my
you
ass.
You don't?
No.
Ew, you can't be obsessed with buttholes and not obsessed
no,
with buttholes.
No, I don't like fingers in my butt.
I don't like things in my butt either yet. Who knows?
I like the finger blast and eat ass.
That's so weird.
The look on your face was like Mark Twain talking about writing. You're like, no, it's just that's the way it is.
That was your mission statement right there.
That was my most interesting man in the world moment.
Yeah.
So she, this girl's like so mad at me. I look at her. I look at her husband, and he's just super high. He's like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, why are you mad? And I just was like, okay, well, let's hang out. And she was like, yeah, you have to call me for that. I guess I didn't call her or something. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to slut slink back to this fucking thing you just ruined that was so fucking funny. And I get back into the truck, and he's like, how'd it go? Like, how was it? That's so funny. And I'm like, can you drive me home?
Oh, you had a bad set after a finger blast.
Dirty whore.
You know what the best feeling is like when you finger somebody and there's somebody that's involved that doesn't know what's going on. Like if you're at like a restaurant, like the Olive Garden, you're ordering a food while you're fingering the girl, and the girl's trying to order, and you're just like start digging in her deeper just to try to make her like break the laughing.
Are you getting
seal.
Wet just with him doing that next to him?
Yeah, I want the pillow over this.
Hold on,
arm.
Do we have a call? Do we have a call? Do we actually have a call?
Watch, it's the lesbian. Fuck.
Who is calling in? Is it the lesbian? No, it's a child. That's you get young kids calling in.
Oh, cool. So but I'm reining it in. I'm better now.
You were awesome today. You really killed it on the show. Yeah, I knew you would.
That's Sam's getting in position to wrap up the show.
I call, by the way, the eating ass with the finger blast.
What?
Okay, that's called Avatar. All right, if you want to know what that move's called.
Because you're plugging your ponytail into someone?
That's when you sync up with your soulmate.
Sure.
Avatar sucks.
What do you mean it sucks?
That was a bad movie.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't?
Yeah, it sucked.
You seen it in 3D?
Why did it suck?
Yeah, I saw it in 3D. It was boring. It was stupid.
It was a game changer.
And 45 minutes later, and we were still in the
Let
woods
me guess,
fighting.
You thought Hurt Locker was the best movie that year.
I mean, I came very hard watching it.
Okay.
Oh, you watched
Hotel Rwanda.
Never being on the show again.
Hotel Rwanda.
Wait, but here's the thing. I look like a monster now when we get off here. I look like a dirty whore in everything I do, and I'm not a dirty whore. I'm a lovely lady. Slut-shaming myself. I'm backpedaling.
Annie's the kind of girl that'll send you a picture of her dog's vagina right away.
Yeah.
But she won't send her butthole. It's very weird.
Well, that's very what's weird. So vexing, Sam.
So it was a great show.
This was great. Please come on all the time, Annie.
Fun. Thank you.
Some
Will you
sense.
Come back again?
I would love to come back again.
We should do one from a truck, maybe. Maybe we should do a podcast from a truck.
Really?
Yeah. Fog it up.
Just you and me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you and me. I mean, we can have the other guys.
I think there's another guy that's going to
be
there.
Well, we'll share a room in Toronto. Right.
Sam, by the way, I don't think we're going to share those rooms.
Come on.
I'm
so jealous that you guys, as a female performer, you can't, like, I can't hook up with people that, like, see me perform or, like, are in the, they have no power. They're such losers to me. They're pathetic. Like, if a guy comes up to me after a show, I would never fuck you in 1 million
years. Yeah, but you almost did.
But you guys
can
just, like,
bang.
You
had a threesome with him. Or...
He wasn't.
You're a weird
person.
That
was other circumstances.
But it was just because it was weird that he had known me. It was like, but I also, I'm not good at saying hurting people's feelings, so I end up usually just being like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's what's great about you. That's why you're one of my favorite
people. I want people to come. I want people to be happy.
Yeah, put that in a t-shirt. That'd be awesome.
Jizz on her face.
But then everyone thought they can fuck me because I talk about this shit.
Yeah, I know. That is the one bad.
And they can't.
Where can they see you? Are you got any dates you want to push? Anything at all?
I'm going to be in the Berkshires. No, I have that Adam Devine thing's coming out in October. My Money from Strangers coming out. I'm doing the good stuff. 31st, I'm on Chelsea.
Yeah, you're crushing it.
I have no money. Help me. Does anyone want me in a project?
You have
it's not
too
plain.
High standards. There's plenty of old, lonely men here.
I don't like, no. I don't like. I like to earn my shit. I don't like to. I don't like to fuck people who can help me. I like
enjoy
open micers finger me.
Red Band. What do you? Anything you want to push?
Comic Con this weekend. American Comedy Company. 2 midnight shows Friday and Saturday, and then Stand Up Live in September.
Can I open for you?
Where?
At American Comedy Club.
Stand Up Live when?
In September.
Not cool, bud.
Are you in there?
In Phoenix?
Yeah.
Oh, not cool. There you go.
Oh.
You guys can share a room.
No.
Yeah, you guys can share rooms. No, you don't want to share.
Are
a room
you doing
with
a weekend?
Him?
No, just doing an off night.
I'm not talking to you anymore. Go on.
Why?
What do you want?
I didn't plan it.
I want to hear this. I'm going to be at Flappers tomorrow night at 10 p.m.
I'm
keep
kidding.
Going.
Go on.
What happened?
Gareth and friends.
Gareth, push some puck. I got to end the show.
Listen, I'll be at Flappers tomorrow night. I'm also on Money from Strangers. I just remembered. So that'll be great.
I mean, I'm pulling deep. I'm like, what other credits do I have?
Oh, believe me, if we want to go to the bench, I got a
Are
bunch
you on
of
Money
fucking...
Strangers?
Yes.
Congratulations.
I can't wait to share a room.
Oh, and also LA Podfest. I keep on forgetting to talk about
this. All right,
oh.
You're dead to me. Oh. Go on.
August 15th, 16th, 17th, we'll all be in Toronto. I will just be loving this huge room that's all mine. I don't know what I'm going to do with
you
it.
Son of a bitch.
Man, I might have to fucking Spider-Man your room, too.
Listen, that's not what you should be doing, coming up with a list of things to Spider-Man.
What a fun
hour. And you were awesome. You're always welcome back. Please come on all the time, every time. I know it's a far trip, Burbank, from wherever your couch is.
I don't ever live anywhere.
Okay.
I have no home.
You're the hottest homeless person I've ever met in my life. Sorry about your beat-up
crash
asshole.
On my face.
All right, Playboy Radio, we love you. We'll see you soon. Take care. Bye.
Get up out of here. Party over here now. See you. Drunk off in the club, everything spinning. Bunch of freaky girls, sweating and grinning.